Hollywood Radio. My name is Matt Weston, and this afternoon, on the most beautiful and perfect day of the year, is my good friend Taylor. How are you doing this evening, my friend?
I thought we were going to go see a movie or something. You just asked me to come over to hang out, and I was thought, you know, we were going to go and do something, but instead, you trapped me.
Yeah, I trapped you.
I don't know why you do that to me. And by the way, this is like hot, dude. It's like 80 degrees outside.
Come on, man. It's 80 degrees in the house right now.
It needs to be like 10 degrees cooler for it to be a perfect day. You're like saying this is so great. Oh my God, Taylor, look at outside. But who cares? Come on, man. It's hot.
I've waited 4 or 5 months for today.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
It was like this hot last week.
No, it wasn't.
Texas has been the craziest when it comes to weather. It was one day hot last week, and then it gets cold again. What do you mean?
I don't think I was here. I think I was in West Texas.
Yeah. You're just so cool traveling around, right? Such an entrepreneur.
I'm not an entrepreneur.
I just like
to walk and look at the flowers.
Yeah, you make me sick.
What? That's mean.
Whatever.
What
have you been up to? You haven't even talked to me for like a past week. It's like we're not even friends.
Well,
we're just acquaintances.
Isn't that sad?
It's depressing, especially because we live right next door to each other.
It's like a national
song. Like I don't even know you anymore.
We know each other.
You're a stranger to me.
You know, we've been busy with free agency, busy doing other things, I guess, for a little bit. But
yeah, I know. I've been hanging out on the Dallas Cowboys sidelines a lot with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, are you in his ear? That thing in Animorphs, that slug thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm telling Jerry Jones right now in free agency? Don't do anything, Jerry. Let's just sit here. They did something just now.
Did you hear about the breaking news?
Yeah, what's the breaking news for me, please?
The Dallas Cowboys re-sign offensive tackle Cameron Fleming for 2 years, $8.5 million.
Oh, hey,
he started, I think, 3 games for y'all last year.
Oh, dude, hey,
pretty
Matt.
Cool.
Matt, how you want to know what I think of that? Yeah, come on.
You're impressed, right?
Oh, yeah. Seriously. That's what I think.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
I'm going to save it for you.
That's exactly what I think of that. Come on, this is ridiculous. We're not doing anything. We're sitting on our damn hands with a thumb up our butts.
Hey.
This is crazy.
Hey, you don't want to get roped into these bad deals, you know?
What do you mean roped into these bad deals? Even though, I mean, you know what? We'll get into it.
Yeah.
I won't get into it right now, but we'll get into it.
I thought we're getting into it.
Oh, you want to get into it?
Yeah.
All right. The Earl Thomas thing. At first, I was a little hurt. But then I saw what he got from the Ravens.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
Well, he's also only but he's just 29 got also. I thought he was like 33.
Well, no. The 29 thing is fine with me when it comes to the age, but he's injured the same knee twice.
Well, he broke his leg last time.
It's same leg.
That's fine.
It's the same leg.
Broken bones heal. He'll be all right.
Yeah, broken bones heal. Here's $55 million to help it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, and they have a new general manager there too. Ozzie Newsome's not the same guy who's there. So, I don't know. The Ravens have spent a lot more money this year than you'd expect them to. Because, like, typically they don't do these sorts of things.
Yeah, it's almost like they're going for, like, an overrated team. Speaking of overrated, Captain Marvel, hello.
I thought everybody said it was bad, though.
Dude, it is bad. But the problem is, go look at the critic reviews. They say it's the greatest. There's, like, an article about it every single day on how wonderful it is. Here's the thing about it. It's just not a good movie.
How long did it take for you to realize this is not a good movie?
I always give a movie a first hour.
Okay.
That's a long time. Well, give me, because usually movies these days are 2 hours long, so I'll give you halfway.
Okay.
If you can give me something halfway, I'll easily stick around for the second half. The problem is, this movie gave me nothing for the first hour. In fact, you confused the crap out of me, and then they made Nick Fury a big joke.
And that's Samuel L. Jackson.
I just can't do it, man. They made the eye patch thing a big joke. Oh, my God. I just can't do it. It just hurts me.
Dude, I bet it'd be cool to have an eye patch.
Why don't you get an eye patch right now?
I'd be a poser, unless you want to dig your thumb in my eye.
I don't want to do that. You have a gigantic monster of an animal. I'm pretty sure that you could put some, like, peanut butter on your eye.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Do you think... Well, wait. Would they eat the peanut butter out of your eye, or would they just lick the peanut butter?
She'd just lick it out of my eye.
Could she lick so hard that it gets the eye out?
No, I don't think so.
Dude, I think that's possible.
I don't think so. Maybe if I gave her some coffee or something, too.
All right, you know what? Let's test this theory out.
Let's put a pause on the show.
Here we go, folks.
All right. And we're back, and yeah, that didn't work at all whatsoever. So my first question for you this evening is very simple. Antonio Brown was traded to the Oakland Raiders. Odell Beckham Jr. was traded to the Cleveland Browns. The Oakland Raiders received Brown. They traded a third-round pick, pick number 66 in this year's draft, a fifth-round pick, pick number 142 in this year's draft, and the Pittsburgh Steelers saved $1.1 million this year in their cap space. The New York Giants, whenever they traded Beckham to the Cleveland Browns, they received a first-round pick, pick number 17, a third-round pick, pick number 95, and Jabril Peppers. Let me say that one more time.
Yeah, why don't you repeat that name
and
over there.
Jabril Peppers.
Jabril.
Jabril Peppers.
Jabril.
And they saved $1 million in cap space. So who do you think came out the best of these four teams, and who do you think came out the worst?
Dude, I think it's Cleveland. Like, it's easily Cleveland. Cleveland won. I mean, for God's sakes, you have now Jarvis Landry and Njoku and Odell Beckham with Baker Mayfield. Nick Chubb.
And Caldwell's good. Perriman's good.
And I'm sorry, didn't they just also sign Kareem
Hunt?
They
have Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, like, come on. I mean, what else are we talking about here? Cleveland won this completely. It was a genius trade to make. Because what else are they going to draft at this point? They feel like they have a young enough defense. They feel like they have their offensive weapons. Why not just get better at certain positions? And now they have their all-star to open up Jarvis Landry. If this team is healthy, this team is easily the scariest, man. I mean, come on. Tell me that they're not going to have at least 9 wins. And that's being conservative there.
I think it's all going to fall apart. Spectacular.
What?
Just because it's the Cleveland Browns.
But hold
too.
On. Hold like, on. I think Hugh Jackson's not there. That was your whole premise behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. But it's still the Browns. And they've been doing this for like 25 years now.
No, man. Baker's different. Baker grabs a crotch on the sideline. He is a different man.
Yeah.
He is what Cleveland needs. All right? He is so much different than LeBron. LeBron would never, ever be able to do that in Cleveland. Instead, he has to run away and then come back. Baker grabs the crotch right away. I like it.
Good. Good. Well, I'm just saying that mainly just like being a brat because everything the Browns do doesn't go right.
It's weird. It doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the out of these four teams, I think the Raiders came out the best because they really didn't give up a whole lot for Antonio Brown. They gave a third-round pick, a fifth-round pick. They have one of the three best receivers in football. And I'm not saying the Raiders would be good, but I'm saying like to get Antonio Brown for that little – and yeah, you're going to pay him a lot of money for 3 years, but you're paying a top three wide receiver for 3 years. And I just think it's insane that the Packers didn't make a move like that or the Titans didn't offer the same sort of thing. It's kind of unbelievable that they're able to get Brown for just a third and a fifth pick because I was expecting for it to take at least a first-round pick, maybe even a second-round pick, and they got him for pretty much nothing. And I think it was a no-brainer deal. I'm really surprised nobody else did that.
Oh, yeah. So pretty surprised that Antonio Brown's going to be paid $55 million over the next 3 years, and he's 31 years old.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you mean that's fine? So they don't want to pay Amari Cooper, 24 years old, and because Amari Cooper doesn't respond to John Gruden's type of coaching style. But Antonio Brown is? Is yeah. that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm saying that
hold
Antonio
on.
Brown's
Antonio
better,
Brown,
better
who
than
they
Cooper.
Consider the biggest diva in the NFL, is now going to listen to John Gruden's coaching style of him yelling and screaming at the players? Come on.
Well, I mean, Brown's just a lot better than Cooper is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I will give you better. I'm not going to give you a lot better, all right? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
What about lot better? Will you give me at least the lot?
I'm going to give you semi better. I'm not going to give you anything else. Because here's the thing. It's all about attitude as well. I'm glad that Antonio Brown may have more talent than Cooper, but who's easier to deal with? Who's going to be the pain in the butt? And by the way, who is throwing the ball to Antonio Brown?
Derek Carr.
You trust Derek Carr?
if he has a lot of time to throw the ball, then yeah, he can be good.
Come on. You don't even believe in that.
Yeah, I do. I mean, like, he had one really good year, and it was because his offensive line was really good and he had plenty of time to throw. But I'm not, I'm just saying, like, purely from landing Antonio Brown and only giving up that little, I mean, I think it was just such a great trade and so easy.
You still gave up cap space. Instead of wanting to rebuild your team, which is what it seemed like he was planning on doing the entire time, he cashed in order to get a superstar so that he can put butts in seats.
In Vegas,
that's all this was. Come on. He's going to be what? He's 31 years old. And he has Derek Carr throwing him deep balls? Yeah, that's going to be so great to watch. I'm going to assume, what are you thinking, 6-10 for the year?
I mean, they're still not going to win a lot of games.
That's my point.
I mean, their
so
defense is terrible.
What are you defending?
I'm just talking about, like, if you completely remove the context and just purely look at the two trades that were made, getting Antonio Brown for a third and fifth round pick is unbelievable. Like, it's wild that they got him for that little, and that was all the Steelers were able to get out of him.
Dude, like, come on.
And I'm also, I also just feel like nobody likes Roethlisberger either. Like, well, nobody has anything good to say about him. And so, like, all the dramas and stuff with Brown, I'm kind of, like, on Team Brown and not Team Big Ben in that case. And also, like, the dyed blonde goatee is a good look. He looks like Scott Spaziel from the 2002 Anaheim Angels who dyed his red.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much. You have no idea.
Scott Spaziel.
I don't even know who that is. But seriously, it is. Oh, I absolutely hate
he
it.
He looks like a bass player in 1990s alternative band.
And by the way, Giants seem really smart about what they're doing here, too, because everyone's like, oh, let's.
Yeah, why do you think this was smart?
Because when it comes to how much of draft picks they now have in return. And by the way, Matt, because here's my other question to you. Even though I think Cleveland won this trade here because now they have another weapon, what season has Odell stayed healthy for?
I think like his first and second season.
Oh, yeah. What season is he on right now?
And this is fifth.
Okay, so he's about 50%, then he's going to be healthy for the entire season.
I don't know if it works like that.
Are you sure? I think it works like that so far.
But, I mean, like, he had an ankle injury and those last for a while, and I don't know. I assume he'll be healthier this year.
All I'm saying is, come on, the Giants aren't going anywhere with him, so what's the exact point?
Yeah, I guess the bigger thing about them is I don't understand what they're doing with Eli Manning. Like, they have to draft a quarterback.
That's what I'm thinking,
they,
too,
they
yeah.
draft a quarterback. Like, would you rather have, like, I guess I would rather not pay Beckham and get a first-round pick. Or, like, re-sign him, and you're pretty much paying for a first-round pick. You
yeah,
know
that's
what I mean?
Exactly what you're
so
doing.
So you re-sign him, you're paying $20 million for a first-round pick and rebuilding by, you know, re-signing him and then trading him. And if you draft a quarterback in the first round, you get ready to move on and rebuild, that's fine. But it just makes the Barkley pick last year just even kind of stranger, too. Because when you draft a running back early, like, that's the last piece, and you're trying to win now by getting a running back. Maybe that's what they tried to do, and it didn't work out, and now they're saying, okay, we're just going to rebuild now from it. But I just hope they don't give, like, Saquon 300 carries next year on a 6-10 team and just murder
dude,
him.
Dude, Saquon.
He's too beautiful to kill.
He is so gorgeous to watch on the field, but seriously, he may die next year.
I hope not.
They are going to give him the ball every single time. If he can stay healthy past week 10, I think it's a success.
How many carries do you think he has next year?
Oh, God. What's the record? Yeah, what's the record?
I don't know.
That's what I'm going with when it comes to
him. I have no idea. That'd be interesting to look up.
Oh, you don't know the record? Who are you? I thought you were a stats guy. Talk about overrated over here. Ayo.
Damn.
All right, but my other question to you is, you think Tyrell Williams is going to be able to take off, like, any type of notice from Antonio Brown? I mean, do you think having two speedsters going down each side of the field is going to work for Derek
Don't
Carr?
Forget about Jordy Nelson here, too, Taylor.
Oh, God. I said speedsters. I said two. I'm going to stand by what I said on that.
No, I mean, like, Tyrell Williams is a good deep ball receiver. It's weird, too, because it's like the Raiders kind of have that same, like, outside wide receiver combination that they have, and they had Crabtree and Cooper that one year, and they just kind of did it over again, except they just don't have the same offensive line. So I don't think it's going to work. I think they're going to be bad again. But again, like, I just my entire reasoning for the Raiders trade being good is that getting Antonio Brown for a third and fifth round pick really isn't nothing at all whatsoever.
All right, so I have to ask you this then. Since you don't think they're going to be good, do you think Antonio Brown's going to be happy?
I think now that he's paid, he's going to be happy.
What? So, okay, you're trying to tell me, just like what I said, what was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? That he was going to have 7 catches for about 83 yards each and every single game. Do you really think he's going to be happy for that? No touchdowns?
But I think he's good enough to have, I think he'll still have like 1,200 yards and 9 touchdowns or whatever.
God, I just don't see it. I just don't see this at all. And I think Oakland, and I just don't know what John Gruden's doing. I'm not a fan. So you know what? I'm out.
You're out?
I'm bailing, dude.
You're out?
I'm bailing.
So we're driving a van down a high-speed chase, and you just jump out of the backseat.
Dude, who wouldn't at this point? You can't trust this team. John Gruden, it just seems like he's just overwhelmed. He doesn't know what to do with these new type of players.
He has a GM now, at least. It's not just him making all these crazy decisions.
Oh, man.
He has Mike Mayock there.
If you're paying the guy $10 million a year for 10 years, I think you have to give him all control.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess
so.
What
else are you doing?
I don't know. I mean, you're just making a big name. It is sad they're not playing Oakland more. But so I guess to summarize our feelings, you don't like the Brown trade for Oakland. I like it. I think Pittsburgh got screwed the most of all these teams, that they only got that for them.
Oh,
and
easily.
They only saved $1 million in cap space. they're stuck with Roethlisberger, who was bad last year. Like, he lost his ability to throw the ball downfield.
Juju's number one now in that he's going to be double and singled out. So, come
well,
on.
Well, and like we talked about before, whenever the trade was first happening, too, Foster, man, I don't know, whatever that dude's name, that second-round pick from Oklahoma State they had 2 years ago, I bet he's going to be awesome. Like, every wide receiver they draft is great. I assume that that guy's going to be great, and they'll still have a competent passing offense, but it won't be the same. I feel like they were expecting a lot more for Brown, too, and it didn't work out. And then the Giants rebuilding, if they don't draft a quarterback, this trade is stupid. And then the Browns, like, you have to do it. And it's cool that they did it. And, like, the coolest thing about the Browns, too, is that they have Mayfield in a rookie contract, and they're going out, and they're doing it, and they're spending a bunch of money, and they're adding a ton of talent, and they're doing everything they can to win now, because whenever you have a quarterback on their rookie contract, the time to win is right then at that point when you get that much production from a guy you're only paying, you know, $6 million a year, whereas most teams pay their quarterback $23 million a year, and it's a lot harder to spend elsewhere, like the Dallas Cowboys will soon find out. So I looked up the numbers here for most carries in a year. Are you ready?
Ooh, let me know. Ready?
Number one, can you take a guess?
Number one, I'm going to say, you know what? Eric Dickerson.
No, Larry Johnson, 2006, 416 carries, 1,789 yards, 4.3 yards a carry, 17 touchdowns.
Gross.
Number two, Jamal Anderson, 1998. Number three, James Wilder, 1984. Number four, Eric Dickerson,
ooh,
1986,
so
404. Number five, Eddie George, the year 2000 with 403. Those are the top five there.
So I'm going to say that the first three are overrated and Eric Dickerson should have been the choice. So once again, Taylor proves himself right. So weird.
I'm glad
that
your bar is so low. Prove yourself right. I need it. You know, it's all about having the wins.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm here for, right?
And then the most for this decade or this century. Are you ready? DeMarco Murray, 2014.
I was about to say it has to be going to Dallas.
392 in that last good Dallas team.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, too bad they won a playoff game last year.
Too bad the Texans have more playoff wins than the Cowboys do since they've both been franchises.
Oh, yeah. Hey, who has more playoff wins, Dak Prescott or Deshaun Watson?
I guess Dak.
Ooh.
Watson's only been in the league for 3 years, so.
Oh, yeah. How long has Dak been in the league?
Four.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't. He's been in the league for 3 years.
No, this is his fourth year.
No, yeah, coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's been in the league for 3 years.
Yeah, Watson's been in the league for 2 years then.
Oh, yeah, 2 years. You sure?
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. Got it. We got it.
Wait, you sure it's not the same year?
We got it.
We're going to look this up because I think you're wrong. Oh, you're so wrong on this. Dak's a better quarterback.
We got to figure it out. All right, so for trades, there were some other good trades. I'm just going to list a bunch. Let me know what your favorite trade was so far this offseason.
Sounds good.
So Marcus Gilbert to Arizona.
Gross.
Joe Flacco to Denver.
That's my best.
Case Keenum to Washington.
Hold on. We're going to stop right
here.
No,
stop. We haven't. Look, I still got gas in the tank. We don't need gas. We're not stopping. Case Keenum to Washington. D4 to San Francisco. Michael Bennett to New England. Kevin Zeitler to the Giants. Olivier Vernon to the Browns. Kelechi Osemele to the New York Jets. Deshaun Jackson to Philadelphia. And then, of course, Brown to Oakland. OBJ to Cleveland. So, you want to talk Joe Flacco?
No, actually, I want to talk Case Keenum. That's right. What I want to do right now. You already know. All right, so you know what? Let's go with the Flacco and the Case Keenum because obviously it's pretty much they switched out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean you guess so? Joe Flacco took his job.
Kind of.
All right, so Matt, I want your defense here. Case Keenum, Washington Redskins. Obviously, since he's the best quarterback, Washington Redskins going to win the NFC East next year?
I'm not expecting them to.
All right, so give me the Keenum defense.
I think Case Keenum in Washington is going to be beautiful, mainly because every quarterback who plays for Washington gets absolutely murdered. Case Keenum takes bad sacks. He gets slaughtered. He's smaller. He may die. Like, I'm actually afraid for, like, there's always been this fear of an NFL player dying on the field. That may be Case Keenum this year. Like, I'm really horrified for what may happen to him this season. Because you look at RG3, you look at Colt McCoy. You look at Mark, well, I guess Mark Sanchez didn't get hurt. He was just awful. Alex Smith snapped his leg. Like, every quarterback who's gone there has just been just completely just brutalized. So, I'm expecting the same thing to happen to Case Keenum.
So, you're not like, you know how I said that the Denver Broncos were bad because of Case Keenum? Do you think John
Elway? They're bad because of Vance Joseph.
Hold on. Do you think John Elway heard it? Do you think he listened to me? And no. He was like, you know what? Taylor's right. I have to get rid of this quarterback. This quarterback is so bad. And you know what? Didn't Taylor say that we should bring in Joe Flacco and that we'd be a better team? You know what? Let's do it. And that's what happened, man. Mm. And by the way, do you think Denver is now going to be a better team with Joe Flacco?
No, they're not.
By the way, neither do I.
This is exactly what happened. John Elway was like, Case Keenum's too short. That's the problem here. I need another tall quarterback.
Wait. Is that what he really said?
Are you paraphrasing?
You know what he said?
I'm paraphrasing, yeah. He sent me a text message. He's like, you know,
sounds good.
Keenum was just too short. We need a tall quarterback who can stand in the tall mountains of Denver. And yeah, Joe Flacco, all 6'6" of him. Like, I think that's gonna be fun because Flacco can just like overthrow guys by 15 yards and then play behind a really expensive, bad offensive line. And it's gonna be terrible. Like, Flacco's gonna be awful there.
What do you mean Flacco's gonna be awful there?
And he's gonna
look. He's
gonna look so gross in that orange.
Have they re-signed Emmanuel Sanders yet?
I don't think so. I don't think he's not a free agent.
I thought he was. Either way, I don't even know who their wide receiving core is gonna be at this point. So, I mean, I don't even know who he's going to be throwing to. You would think that. The problem with Elway is he just keeps getting, like, experienced quarterbacks. He has this theory that because Peyton Manning won him a Super Bowl, that he can keep just plugging in a quarterback and that it's going to be able to work in the end. I just don't think he's that great of a GM. And it's a little overrated because of that whole Super Bowl run. And granted, they went to two. It's just that was more Peyton Manning than him actually making the decision.
Yeah, well, I mean, until he built, like, an all-time great defense.
Yeah, I mean, you know? But was it him or was it more just Von Miller is that great?
Well, it was Von Miller and he had Tlaib. And he had T.J. Ward. And he had Chris Harris.
You know what? I'm going to say overrated.
And he had Dan Trevathan.
Sounds good. Overrated.
And he had your boy, DeMarcus Ware.
Oh, my boy. Yeah. I love that man. Yeah. His years were a waste. I always remember going to the opening game of New York Giants. And my dad and I went. And the first play of that game was the interception by DeMarcus Ware that Eli threw.
Pretty cool.
I'll always remember that. And we sat right in front of a group of New York Giants fans. And the woman literally kept saying, "Suck the wiener!" over and over and over again. And she had a son right next to her and a husband.
Good.
And you know what? The husband was yelling with her.
You know, I'm
disappointed.
That's what makes football such a special game. Not only
wieners.
Everybody who's involved in the game just has the disease brain. The fans, the general managers, the players, everybody. It's all there.
Man, I'm not like a... Even though Jerry World is spectacular, don't get me wrong, and going to, like, other stadiums that you haven't been to is, like, such a great experience.
Only for baseball.
No. Football is... Dude, you
have
no idea.
It's all the same.
No, it's not. Denver Stadium's incredible. Seattle Stadium's fun. You don't even know what you're saying. Philadelphia Stadium, by the way. You want to talk about a fun stadium? You don't even know what you're saying right now.
Yeah, I like it for baseball.
However, watching an NFL game live, it's so-so. Only because you have the much better view on television versus being at the game.
Because like baseball,
going to other stadiums is really the argument here.
Yeah, I'm just saying like going to a baseball game into a new stadium is just because the architecture is different. It feels different. And like you can just look
such
around and it's nice and being pretty, you know. It's like going to a national park.
God, such a philosopher over there.
Yeah, that's me, philosopher. Mm-hmm. Get told that all the time.
All right, so can we still talk about the Steelers here?
What was your favorite trade of the group of trades that were made? You have any other opinions on these? Or you just like the Flacco one because you like Flacco and Denver?
Well, wait, all right. So if we're still, since you want to still talk about the trades instead of the Steelers, I won't jump into Le'Veon Bell yet. But let's talk about your trades. All right, the most impressive one is still the Odell to Cleveland.
Yeah.
I got nothing else for that because otherwise the trades are like blah to me. I mean, what's your favorite? You seem to be wanting to talk about these things like crazy.
I just thought that was a good thing to talk about.
No. What's your favorite? Come on.
The last thing I want to say is that Joe Flacco is going to look absolutely hideous in that Denver orange. He's going to look so out of place and so stupid. And that's going to be fun to see too.
What's your favorite trade?
Clucky Osmele to New York Jets.
Oh,
because
my God.
This guy was like, when he, not last year, but the year before, he's a top five guard. He's like the most brutal offensive guard I've ever watched. Like, he just goes out there and he just smashes everybody's heads in. And it's kind of like a guy like driving around and hitting mailboxes with a baseball bat. Like, that's him blocking linebackers. And the Raiders had, you know, the best offensive line in football that year. Derek Carr had his one really good year. Clucky Osmele was a big reason for that. Now he's in the Jets. They run a lot inside zone. They run a lot of power. He's a great puller. And then you also have, like, I just already see, like, Le'Veon Bell just, like, walking behind him very patiently, just waiting for him to block the linebacker and taking off. And I think that's going to work out really well. It's been a lot of fun watching Ozzie Mele blocking for Le'Veon Bell in the year of our Lord 2019.
That was beautiful. And by the way, of course, you chose somebody that nobody else even thinks about. However, let's jump into the next subject then.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa. Come on. You brought him up, and now you're cutting me off from talking about him.
You'll hear this right after this message from our sponsors.
What a cliffhanger.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prof G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
And we're back. So make sure to hit that subscribe button. So Le'Veon Bell, who do you think made it out better to get out of Pittsburgh? Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell?
Oh, dude, Le'Veon. Le'Veon won. Only because Le'Veon got a fat payday. Especially because he sat out for an entire year to get that payday. He really kind of stayed low. He didn't really have to go through another year of drama like Antonio Brown did. In my opinion, Antonio Brown just looks bad. Le'Veon looks a lot better when it comes to it. And Le'Veon, isn't Le'Veon's contract 4 years?
I think it's 3 years, 52.
I thought it was four.
Let me double check.
Yeah, because I know that Antonio Brown's is three. So I was going to say that Le'Veon has the better contract if he at least has another year attached to it. But either way, I mean, Le'Veon's just going to be able to feel what it is where you don't have a dominant receiving core where people don't know if you're going to be running the ball or passing the ball. Le'Veon's going to have a rude awakening, in my opinion, but also Antonio Brown will have a rude awakening because, unlike you, I do not think he's going to have over 1,000 yards. I don't think it's going to be a lot of touchdowns.
You think he's going to have 1,000 yards?
You want to make a bet on this?
Yeah, I will make a bet on it.
All right, what do you want to bet?
I bet you...
Ooh, you know what? It's dinner. Let's do dinner.
So next year,
next year dinner bet, you're going to take me, what is it, Banzai, and we're going to have sake, and I'm going to have sushi, and you're going to pay for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to win, so yeah, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, what am I going to pay for? You're just going to eat, like, salad and beans.
No, we'll go to H-E-B, and you got to buy me, like, $10 worth of macadamia nuts.
That's what you want.
All right, so Le'Veon Bell's deal, 4 years, max value 61, $35 million guaranteed.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But the thing is that Le'Veon would have made $15 million last year for the Steelers to be played under the franchise tag. He's only going to make $13 million this year. So in a way, like, he lost $15 million. He's not going to get back. And even though, like, I think he would probably get a similar contract this year.
4 years?
Barring him not getting hurt is the only thing.
4 years? I don't think he'd get 4 years.
Probably. If he didn't get hurt last year and became a free agent this year, he probably would have got 4 years.
I'm really curious to see what the Steelers' contract was. Like, that's what I'm really curious about. I just want to know what their contract was. Because, I mean, it's just rumors. You can look it up, but it's just, that's all I've heard is just the rumor of it, was that they were offering somewhere in the range of, like you said, like 13 to 15 mil per year.
Yeah.
I just want to know how long that contract was, because otherwise...
Maybe 2 years.
But that's my thing. It's like, otherwise, it would have to be short, because this just seems silly for him then.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more than I would have paid. Like, I understand why the Jets did it. Like, with, you know, Sam Darnold, they have plenty of cap space, you know, along with it. They want to run the ball. They want to control it. They want to make sure that Sam Darnold doesn't have to do too much. Yeah, it's cold and all that. And, like, I think it's going to work out for them. I don't think they're going to get $13 million worth of production out of them, because nobody really gets that much production out of running back, and you can find guys anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, like, I think this is kind of the best spot for Bell. And I think other teams were, you know, smart not to bring him in. Like, you know, teams like Houston, for example, that paying $13 million for a running back just really isn't worth it.
But I want to go back to something that you said, because I never think about this. And you know what, Matt? I'm going to give you this credit for once. I agree with you. Why isn't Green Bay jumping into this? Like, it seems like that they're...
Well, Aaron Jones was really good when they actually gave him the ball last year.
But it's but I mean the wide receiver more than anything.
Yeah, they should
have
jumped on the intent. The Tennessee Titans should have, too.
Like, it just...
The Packers should have.
It seems kind of silly because...
The Colts should have.
Aaron Rodgers complains so much about every single person. So, if you were to get him a star receiver, you're more like, here you go, shut the hell up.
And if you want to complain, complain about him.
Yeah, and it's exactly, because yeah. Then if he does turn on the star receiver, people aren't going to listen to that and be like, wait, he was good over here. You're supposed to be the best quarterback. What are you doing with
yeah.
him? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and like and again, like that Brown trade, too, whenever it came out, like that's all it took to get him. It's like,
and
what
Green
was...
Green Bay could offer that.
What was Indy doing? What was Green Bay doing? What was Tennessee doing? What were all these teams doing? It only took a third and a fifth, and then you pay a top three wide receiver, you know, $18 million a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, hold on. When it comes to Indy, because you would know so much more about the Colts than me, do they have enough, like, cap space for it?
They had $100 million entering this offseason.
Then, oh, wait. This was the team that you were going into the offseason saying that they would be able to make the most moves and that the Texans yeah. wouldn't be able to beat them ever again. Now I remember. You're the worst fan ever.
The Colts wouldn't lose ever again.
Oh, yeah. You're the worst fan.
The entire league.
Okay. We're going back to you being the worst fan. But when it comes to this, why wouldn't they make a splash like that? Why wouldn't you give Andrew Luck, especially,
they signed Devin Funchess for 1 year, $13 million.
That was $10 million.
I think he has incentives up to 13.
Ooh.
Yeah, playing for the extra three.
I have no idea why
these guys play football for more than 1 year. Like, you sign a contract like that, I'm done. I'm not doing it ever again.
But I think
I'm buying a boat. I'm sailing around the world, dude.
But I think their guys' like dream contracts are like what Cole Beasley got. Can you believe Buffalo?
Okay, you want to talk Buffalo?
Oh, you want to talk Buffalo?
So,
let's go back. Let's go. I'm sorry, I'm jumping.
Well,
shit.
So I think Bell came out the. Well, I don't know. I think.
Yeah. Who
Bell
do you think
Bell
came out,
came
the,
out
most?
The best? Because I think he's in the best situation. I think Brown came out the best because he got the contract that he wanted. I think Bell went to a better football situation, though. I think Bell was hoping he would get $18 million a year or whatever. And I think he was hoping he would get, like, you know, $40 million guaranteed. I don't think he held out. He got a lot from his holdout other than a year of health and a long-term deal.
That's what I mean.
Like,
but I feel like he wanted a long-term.
Yeah. He got 4 years without having to worry about getting hurt and not getting 4 years. And that's what he got out of it. But I think Brown got out the best, but Bell was in a better football environment.
I'll agree with that. You know what? I'll agree with you.
All right, let's talk Buffalo now.
Oh, you want to go? All right.
All right. So the Buffalo Bills, they made 4 big signings.
There we go.
They signed John Brown, 3 Woo! Years, $27 million.
God.
They signed Cole Beasley, 4 years, $29 million.
Good Lord.
They signed Mitch Morse, 4 years, $44.5 million.
Now we're talking.
They signed Ty, I don't know how to say his name, Nishecki, 2 years, $14.5 million.
Throw the snow on me.
So... I know we're going to do a show later on about this. I'm going to write about this too. But the Cole Beasley 4 years, $29 million is the worst contract I've
seen.
That's
the worst
year.
Contract I've ever seen in my life.
Like, I cannot think of a worse wide receiver for Jeff Allen to throw to and for a guy who doesn't get open that often and, like, just runs 4 yard drag routes and gets hurt.
Like, I just, whenever I was thinking about it, because they were like, yeah, Dallas Cowboys want Cole Beasley back, along with for the right price. And then I saw what the Buffalo Bills signed him to. I go, that's not even close to the right price. That's not even almost.
The price is wrong.
Like, yeah, the price.
B word.
Yeah, B word. I was going to say it, but you know how you are when it comes to that. All right, but when it comes to the Cole Beasley contract, that is hilarious. $14 million guaranteed, $29 million for over 4 years. If Dallas were to sign him to that, I probably would have cried. Like, I would have cried. That's so terrible. Because just like you said, he's going to get hurt. It's not like there's separation between him and his cornerback.
And anybody.
So, yeah, exactly.
Just draft a wide dude in the fifth round of this year's draft. It's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing. Any
make sure he goes to SMU.
Be able to beat the slot when it comes to that.
Yeah, make sure he goes to SMU and get that wide guy from SMU.
I feel like that's all SMU breeds. It's just those slot white guys, and they're perfect for everybody.
And they got perfect hair, too.
It glistens in the sun.
Yeah. What I understand also about it, there's another guy from SMU who's out there. He plays slot receiver. He's exactly like Cole Beasley. The exact same build, the exact same makeup, went to SMU. and just like catches 4 yards of slot passes.
So when it comes to the Buffalo Bills, though, and them signing these John Brown and Cole Beasley, you think that your boy is going to be able to work with these weapons now? I mean, he is your favorite quarterback of all time. So you feel like that maybe John Brown's going to be able to be the deep ball that he never had before. Maybe Cole Beasley's going to be in the slot, and maybe he's not going to be able to be running the ball as much as he was last year. Or were these all just a big waste of time?
The Cole Beasley thing is going to be great, mainly because you're going to see Beasley like just get hit in the back of the head or have him be an overthrown by like 17 yards on simple passes and that sort of thing. So it's going to be hilarious. Like, from a comedy perspective, Cole Beasley's the perfect wide receiver to be playing in Buffalo. I think John Brown, you know, if he played like he did last year, him just running deep downfield is going to be important for Josh Allen, because if Josh Allen can just run for first downs and then throw like they had a top five defense last year. So if Allen can just not turn the ball over, run for first downs, and like make like four just enormous throws a game, maybe even three enormous throws a game, they'll be fine. Like, the AFC East is terrible. They look like the second best team in the AFC East right now.
You know what, though? The AFC East has been the teams that have been adding actually additional players. I mean, they're the ones that are making the biggest splashes
except
here.
Except for Miami.
Oh, well, who wants to go to Miami, am I right? But you're the one
change
who...
change their jerseys, I would play in Miami.
But you're the one who was telling me before we even started the show, do you want me to jump into Miami right now?
No, not yet. Oh, I wanted to say also...
God, you like are stopping me from being me. What am I even doing?
I like to tease. So I also love Zay Jones too. I think like Zay Jones is even the type of guy who goes to New England in like 3 years and catches like 1,200 yards and seven touchdowns or that sort of thing. And then also Isaiah McKenzie had a good year last year for him too. And like Robert Foster is pretty good too. So like, they have good young receivers. They didn't really need Cole Beasley, for example, or John Brown. I think if they signed just John Brown, they would have been fine. And they upgrade their offensive line as well too. They had a bad offensive line last year. They also signed Frank Gore, and I couldn't think of a better spot for Frank Gore to be at his age 34 season. Like, he's pretty much just Geodude is all he is.
Ooh, Geodude is a really good reference.
That's
when
Frank
it comes
Gore,
to
Frank Gore, dude. What does Geodude evolve into, that weird rock ball guy?
Graveler.
Yeah, he's more of a Graveler.
Hey, who does Graveler evolve into?
No, Graveler turns into the weird rock ball guy.
Dude, he evolves into Golem. Come on, man. By the way, Pokemon nerds, you know what I'm saying.
You have to trade Graveler to get Golem, too.
Oh, my God. Could you believe that in Red and Blue? That was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Hey, if you don't have a friend, who cares? It looks like you're never going to evolve your guy.
Yeah, it's just kind of mean.
It's the meanest thing I've ever heard.
That's why all of us have depression now at 20-somethings, because they didn't have any friends in Pokemon.
Also, what if I can't afford
bad.
A $20 cord? Too
yeah,
bad.
That's a good
looks
point.
Like you can't trade.
Elitist Nintendo.
God. Talk about white folk, am I right?
Yeah, but that's all I have to say about Buffalo. It's been kind of weird for them. The Beasley thing is absolutely incredibly stupid. The worst contract I think we're going to see this year. And I don't know, like, I like their offensive line moves, so.
Well, wait. All right, I'm going to jump into anything. So I'm going to jump into something different here. Only because when you said the worst contract, do you think that, okay, who made out like a bandit when it comes to the running back in this situation? Tevin Coleman, when it comes to the 2 years, $5 million for San Francisco, or Mark Ingram, $15 million for 3 years in Baltimore?
I mean, as far as like a player perspective, Ingram kind of got out better because he's 30 years old.
Yeah, but who's going to be the better player next year?
I mean, I think Coleman will.
How much do you think Shanahan's going to abuse that man?
I think it's going to be weird. I think they're going to keep McKinnon because they said McKinnon's our guy.
Well, that's all they keep saying is that McKinnon's the greatest. Yeah. I've never seen a better back in my life. Shanahan's guy.
They're
all
so
the way.
Weird. San Francisco's weird too.
You know that he's going to burn Coleman to the ground.
Maybe so. I don't know. I think they're going to keep McKinnon, though, and split carries between the two. And then, yeah, Breida as well.
Yeah, by the way, talk about Breida, who just gets crapped on. Why doesn't anybody care about Breida?
He's Breida a bad ankle. He played on a four-win team last year.
Yeah, but didn't he have, like, the highest yards per carry?
Yeah, he did, I think. Okay. I think he averaged, like, 5.2 or something.
That's what
stupid.
I was saying. So what are we, like, oh, we don't like that
It's
guy.
Good to have three good running backs. It's a good thing to have.
Well, especially.
Especially a team as committed to the runs that 49ers can be.
And didn't they lose four running backs last year?
Yeah, something like that. Three quarterbacks.
Something like that.
That's what I mean. The 49ers are the team to beat this year in the NFC West.
What? No, they're not.
The Rams lost John Sullivan. They lost Roger Saffold.
Yeah, but the Rams, hold on. They added somebody. Who did they add? Oh,
they
added
Dante Fowler.
No, they added Weddle. Weedle. Yeah.
They added Weddle.
Dude, it's Weedle.
They also are going to lose Ndamukong Suh.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Their defense really wasn't all that great last year.
Exactly.
Also.
They were pretty much just played.
And they lost their offensive line. And they had Todd Gurley's reported that he has arthritis in his knee.
Oh, my God.
They lost two-fifths of their offensive line.
CJ Anderson's going to get another contract.
I don't know about that, but I think the 49ers, you know, they're the team to be in the NFC West.
You make me sick.
And they also traded for D Ford, who'll probably have like 10 sacks and 45 pressures next year. They have the number 2 pick in the draft. They'll probably get Quentin Williams or Nick Bosa. And they also have DeForest Buckner. And they get anything else, Solomon Thomas whatsoever. And you have D Ford. That could be a top 10 pass rush right there.
Matt, you just blew a lot of smoke up everybody's butt right now when it comes to that whole spiel of nonsense. So I'm going to lay some facts on you.
These are narcotic ramblings, all right, Taylor. They're not spiels of nonsense. They're narcotic ramblings.
You know what? I let you go. It's my turn right now. So what I'm going to tell you right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is no Russell Wilson. You're trying to say that you're so involved in the San Francisco 49ers when, in fact, the Seattle Seahawks are the best team in the division. You are out of your mind right now. The Seattle Seahawks did not get worse this year. In fact, it seems like they've just stayed the same.
They're the same.
Exactly. And they've had only young players last year that are then going to mature into better players this year. You know what? I think we have another dinner bet going, except this time I want dessert.
Well, you're not writing any of this stuff down at all, so I know.
I think it's on a recording, so I think that we have some date and time set in
place. We'll probably have at least like 35 million podcasts piled on top of this one, so.
All we need is for Sam to remind us. Sam needs to record this right now and tell us. But also, shout out to Sam because Adrian Peterson is going to be re-signing again.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's going to be drafting him in fantasy once again.
I hope he drafts him in the first round.
Oh, no. You know what? It's out. Okay. Fourth or less. Easily fourth or less.
Oh, he's going at least in the fourth round.
I mean, that's that would be the most for him. I mean, otherwise, he's going to go in the third.
I'm just going to pick the same team again.
Don't do that.
Juju Smith, Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah. Thielen are
David Johnson in the third round.
Yeah, David Johnson in the third round, not second pick, right?
No.
Wait. You were first pick. Oh, God. You were first.
Yeah. Worked out pretty well.
Yeah, thank God.
I still lost, but it's fine.
Yeah, you lost big time.
I don't care. The next team I want to talk about are the Detroit Lions.
Oh,
now,
God.
This is just so stupid. So the Detroit Lions, they're pretty much the Miami Dolphins. Like, the one rule of free agency is you don't want to overpay for mediocre players. So what do the Lions do? They sign Trey Flowers for 5 years, $9 million. He's not going to be as good in Detroit as he was in New England. And even then, like, I understand he had 50 pressures. He had 6 sacks or whatever. He's not going to be the same player in Detroit at all whatsoever. They sign Jesse James for 5 years, $22 million. Great.
Matt.
Good stuff.
You're not even talking about the offensive side.
They signed Danny Amendola.
There it is.
Because, of course, you have to keep someone from New England back over here as well, too.
What's Matt Patricia doing?
But every ex-New England coach does it. Bill O'Brien did it with, you know, with Vince Wilfork. They signed Johnson Bademosi. They signed a bunch of – they brought Mike Vrabel there. They turned all the locker room into, like, that do-your-job sort of stuff, be a Texan, you know, try to become the Patriots and it doesn't work. And the difference is that they have Tom Brady. They have Bill Belichick. You can't replicate it. And they signed Justin Coleman for 4 years, $36 million. They're paying Matthew Stafford $22.5 million this year. I think more than that, I think it's like 25. They don't have – I guess they have Kenny Golladay. I don't know. It's going to be bad. Like, they're going to be paying a ton of money for a 7-win team. And I just hate it.
I hate team? All of it. Man, I was thinking like 4-12 is what that team's going to go through next year.
They'll win enough close games against bad teams, win 7 games.
What are they doing? I mean, sure, they have like a young running back. And yeah, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, Kerryon Johnson. And which is a – or carry on my wayward son, Johnson.
They have Galladay. So
hey, right? Okay, carry
I'm
on
not,
my wayward
I'm
son,
Johnson.
I'm not
going to acknowledge these jokes, man. They're not that good.
That's a good one.
Come on.
Yeah, it's good.
Come on, you're better than that.
I'm going to drive to the lake house and listen to some Kansas now.
You know what? You're better than all this. All right. So going back to what I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted.
Do you like Yes or
Kansas
more?
Oh, my God.
Which one do you like more, Yes or Kansas?
Wait, are you talking about band?
Yeah, bands. Yes or Kansas?
I'm going to say Aha. Right, how about that?
Never mind then.
You know what? Yeah, no, you know what? Just because I want to throw it in your face, Chicago is a better band. How about that, man?
Boston's better than Chicago.
Oh, my God. How dare you?
And then
you
Kansas know, is better than both of them.
You know who's the best band? Asia.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No.
It we was need... the heat of the moment.
I don't understand why we don't have more bands named after cities anymore, you know?
It's because now they would consider like racist depending on who is singing the songs.
I guess
at
so.
This point you could only like have somebody that actually came from that city be called that city's name.
That's true, because that's city appropriation.
Exactly, there it is. Because otherwise, well, wait, why'd you call that? Why are you acting this way? Why are you singing those lyrics?
You're not even from Boston.
You don't even go to the school.
Well, actually Kansas too, they were a bunch of like PhD music professors from Kansas.
I mean,
there's like 12 dudes in beards and long hair. They were awesome.
God, you know what, man? Who's your favorite band? All right, let's just go with
my favorite band.
Yeah, who's your favorite band?
Like right now?
Right now.
Well, my favorite band's Gaslight, but they're not a band anymore. So now it's, I would say Joyce Manor is my favorite band.
Yeah, right. It's probably Hanson.
No.
Dude, do you miss Hanson?
Nope.
Bop.
Oh, dude, I'm a 995 Kiss kid. So
no, you're not.
All right. So what else? You have anything else to say about the Lions? And then this is they're pretty much the Miami Dolphins.
No, you're the one that wanted to talk about Matt Patricia and the Lions only because they're not going to be anything. We're not going to talk about a single thing about the Lions next year. You know,
just
kind of
like this year. But they paid a bunch of money to be
nothing, a
mediocre team. If that,
but that's just because Matt Patricia has no idea what he's doing.
They're the same. They're doing the same thing the Dolphins did 2 years ago. And they signed Sue and they paid all that money for their defense. And they went to one playoff game with Matt Moore, and he almost died that game. And they went like 9-7 because they won 6 games by 1 score against bad teams. Like that's what the Lions have to do, and it's not going to happen.
I just think that you just overpay for guys where you just expect something where it's just not going to happen. It's just not true, but you overpay because I got to make a big splash.
Maybe
my team's going to be better. We're just missing this and this, and then we got it. But in reality, it's just like you're not that good.
We should call these teams the fetch teams, you know?
By the way, we should have our own team. Why don't we have we need more viewers here to donate $1 million to us, each viewer, just so we can buy our own NFL team. I bet they'd be good.
That still wouldn't be enough. I think we should call these teams the fetch teams, though. These teams that spend all this money to try to do something, it's just never going to happen.
Wait. It's never going to be a word, though, Gretchen.
Yeah. That's what we should call these teams.
All right. I'll consider that.
So I think I have another fetch team here.
All right. What do you got?
But you'll have to wait until after the commercial break. To
boo.
And we're back. So the next fetch team I have here are the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, God. I'm gonna you know what? I'll let you go for the next 5 minutes now. Here you go.
All right.
Let's leave it to Matt.
So the Tennessee Titans have one problem, and that's they have a Marcus Mariota problem.
That's
so
easy.
They're going to pay him $22 million this season. He's never had an entire healthy season where he's been good, and they just keep pushing over another year, another year, another year. They invested a ton of money in their offensive line, only for him to still get injured. They put a bunch of money in pass protection, all these sort of things, and he still gets injured and he still isn't good. And this year they had, you know, a whole like guard because Quinn Spain was a free agent. He wasn't really all that great last year, so they signed Roger Saffold, who was the best guard on the market this year, who's just a spectacular outside zone blocker. And I'm still really sad the Texans didn't get him. They signed Adam Humphries for 4 years, $36 million. I was going to say shouts out to the Tennessee Titans for signing Adam Humphries because he was going to go to New England if they didn't do this, and he would have just been absolutely murderous in New England. If you don't know who he is, he's a slot receiver from Tennessee. He's like 5'11", white, shifty, deceptively fast. And
he was on the Bucks.
Yeah, and he's very good. And so they gave him 4 years, $36 million, which is like he's going to be perfect for Tennessee. They need that slot receiver. Mariota can fake the handoff and throw a slant route too because that's pretty much all he can do. And they re-signed Kane Vaccaro, 4 years, $26 million. He's fine. You know, with all the money safety's got this year, that's a perfectly fine deal. And their biggest hole on defense was that they had a bad pass rush last year. Derek Morgan, Bryant Rakpo were terrible. Derek Morgan's a free agent. He's 30 years old. Bryant Rakpo retired after that cupcake commercial. So pretty much Bryant Rakpo retired to bake cupcakes, which is cool.
Dude, did they get that big?
He decided not to play football anymore, so I'm guessing
they had to have gotten that popular. And by the way, how good are those cakes?
I don't know.
I bet they're good.
I mean, the commercial's cool, I guess.
It's not that cool, actually. After the third time I turned to Megan, I was like, you know what? This is dumb.
I bought Microsoft Surface because of that commercial, Taylor.
All I want when it comes to like a cupcake is from Shark Tank. What's the cupcake in a jar? It's the Boston Chicks. And they have cupcakes in a jar.
They got queso in a bread bowl and cupcakes in a jar. And so they had this big hole on their pass rush on both their outside linebackers. They were terrible. They got zero pass rush from a 3-4 defense from the outside linebackers, which you can't have to have a successful defense. And, you know, their cornerbacks were bad last year, too. Butler had a bad year. Logan Ryan had a bad year. Adoree Jackson was their best corner, unless he was covering Tyreek Hill, who just absolutely murdered him every time, which is fun because they're like the two fastest players in football, and Tyreek Hill is so much faster and so much better than Adoree Jackson. Doesn't matter. And so the question with Tennessee was that, were their cornerbacks bad because their pass rush was bad, or are they just bad? And so what were they going to do? Are they going to cut Butler or Logan Ryan, which they could have done this year, and they opted to keep him? And then so they said, okay, we're going to make our pass rush better. We need an outside linebacker. So what'd they do? They signed Cameron Wake.
Here we go.
3 years, $23 million.
How old is he, Matt?
He's 37 years old.
There it is.
There's other guys out there available. They could have signed Preston. They had cap space. They could have signed Preston Smith. They could have signed Shaq Barrett. They have Harold Landry, the other spot, who's going to be awesome. And so they ended up with good old Cameron, who is 37 years old. So the Titans had some holes. They spent money to try to fix those holes. I like all three of their signings, but this signing is just terrible. And so, I'm not expecting – the problem with the Titans last year, too, is that they were just mediocre at everything. I'm expecting it to kind of be the same this year. And really, their entire season depends on, you know, Marcus Mariota being healthy and good. And until that happens, you know, the Titans don't matter at all anymore.
Are you done?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better.
Okay, sounds good. So I'm going to stay in the same division, though. And now I'm going to jump ship here. Because now I'm going to jump to the Nick Foles is the greatest quarterback of all time. We are talking, 4 years? $88 million, $50 million guaranteed. All I'm saying is, Matt, do you fear that man?
I don't, because there's no such – Florida is a godless state.
What?
God does not reside in Florida.
But Nick Foles is the man who would bring God to Florida. But he would be the savior that everybody has been waiting for.
No, even –
that pool in the stadium is going to be filled with the red wine of Jesus' blood.
Well, no, that's not how that works.
It's not how that works.
No, but even God won't cross that state line. He won't cross that Florida-Alabama border. There. Nope. So, I mean, on the road, I think Foles will be great. But at home, it's not going to work out well.
I'm not going to lie to you. I was very shocked by how much they really did pay for
that. Did you hear
why
they paid him that much, too?
No.
Nobody else was going to bid that much. Pay that much.
That's what I thought. I was really surprised.
But they paid him that much so that whenever he's in the locker room, he makes just as much money as their other players do. So, for respect purposes, yeah. So, if him and Jalen Ramsey can argue, he's like, yeah, I make $20 million too.
So that's a factor?
Yeah, that's
that,
why.
That's something you have to bring up when it comes to the other players?
For a respect factor, yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's what they did.
So if they paid Blake Bortles that amount of money, then they would have been able to have that same respect factor?
I think that's kind of why they paid Bortles as much as they did, too.
Oh, my God. That's
I had a guess.
That may be the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. By the way, Jacksonville still hasn't gotten better. I mean, Nick Foles is a great
better. I mean,
they're a little upgrade, but their defense was not that good last year.
It was a top 10 defense.
It was
seventh best defense
they
in
weren't
football.
Sac City.
No, they weren't Saxonville at the same extent. But
yeah. So what are we doing here?
I mean, they're still probably a top 10 defense.
You know what we're doing? We're bringing in Jesus Christ himself and to save us. So when it comes to your division here, which is why I'm kind of bringing this up and why it's kind of funny to me.
I'm so excited.
Because the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, it seems like they're making out like bandits when it comes to their division. I mean, everybody seems to be dropping off, trading away players, giving up. Case Keenum now is a quarterback in the division.
Except for Philly, but you don't like Wentz.
I don't like Wentz. I'm sorry, but all he does is stare down Ertz. Until he proves to me that he doesn't have a love affair with Ertz, I just don't fear
them. Maybe they have a podcast together.
You know what? They have to have a podcast together. I look in your eyes as much as he looks in Ertz's eyes. And yet, I don't fear that team. Case Keenum, I truly don't fear. And New York just gave away Odell. So what am I stuck with here? Looks like Dallas going to be repeating as division champs. I'm going to you now. When it comes to your Houston Texans, you don't believe in the Texans because the Colts are better than your team, apparently. And now Jacksonville has a quarterback. So I'm maybe saying, are you going to be third in the division?
I wouldn't go that far yet. I think it really depends on if they can get any pass rush help. And, like, the Texans' offseason has been weird so far because they just have these numbers on the whiteboard that says we won't pay more than this, and they just don't pay more than it.
Have you been excited about the offseason so far with your team?
I mean, they didn't re-sign Tyrann Mathieu for $14 million, so hell yeah.
You actually brought that up, thank God, because were you jealous that the Kansas City Chiefs bought him? I was wanting to bring this up, thank God, because I know how much of a fan you are.
It was one of the greatest moments of my life. I wouldn't say that. I've had a lot of great moments in my life. This wasn't that.
Is it top 10?
As being a football fan, this is one of my favorite moments in Texans history.
Oh, my God. That's the most ridiculous.
I would put it up there with J.J. Watt's pick six against the Cincinnati Bengals at Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in 2011.
Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. Yeah. Man, I miss Mr. Gaddy's Pizza.
But the one by the lake house was great.
Man, they had like Surge soda. Nobody else had Surge soda because it was illegal.
Oh, man. I do need to spend a Friday night just playing Diablo 2 and drinking Cobra Mountain Dew and listen to Rage Against the Machine and be like, yeah, I'm 12 years old again.
Dude, if you get Gaddy's Pizza at the same time, is that still around?
I saw one in Austin.
I was about to say, I think the big ones aren't there with the arcades, but I think they still have the pizza.
Yeah. Well, it's sad that Guyland San Antonio turned into a thrift store.
What?
So many birthday parties laid to rest.
I know. And by the way, so Surge, you can look it up on eBay, and it's really like $100 for like.
I thought they still make it, but you can only buy it online.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you. Well, wait, there's an exact retailer for Surge?
I think you can buy it off Amazon or something.
Is it cheap?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, like, if you keep drinking that, you're going to have a heart attack.
It's just so much sugar. Sugar's so bad for you, man.
What are you talking about? You eat sugar all the time.
I've been eating too many M&Ms lately, but that's a personal problem.
That is a personal problem.
You know, you work in office. They have these candy jars. How about carrot jars? How about almond jars, you know?
You just remind me of Kevin from The Office. Yeah, I have a game. How many M&Ms can I stuck in my mouth at once? You're the only one that plays that game, Kevin.
Yeah, they should make carrot jars instead of candy jars. No, I mean, like, as far as Houston goes, I like what they've done so far. I do really wish they got Saffold. I wish they made a run at Sheldon Richardson and Malik Jackson. They need more help at cornerback play. Their pass rush is still going to be, they're still not going to have that third pass rusher unless they change things up. So, I don't know, like, I'm fine with everything right now, but I think it's really just going to kind of depend on the draft this year. And the biggest complaint, really, from a Texans fan perspective, is that you see what the Browns did with Baker Mayfield and his rookie contract.
Yeah.
You see what the Texans are doing with Deshaun Watson, the rookie
contract.
See
what Dallas did.
You're seeing what, you know, Dallas did with Dak on his rookie contract. Go out and spend money. Like, now is your time. You have to go all in now. Now is the time to spend money. And there's been, I think, a lot of, you know, other people have brought this up. I didn't come up with this on my own. But that Brian Gain is looking to hork compensatory picks by not signing guys who are unrestricted free agents or letting his guys go so he can add unrestricted free or add compensatory picks because of it. That's fine. Like, I understand it's a good way to get their own picks and good players. That's what the Ravens have lived off of. That's what the Patriots have lived off of. But it's different whenever you have Deshaun Watson for $9 million a year. Like, go out, spend money, make this team as good as you can, outbid the times for Roger Saffold. Go out and get Malik Jackson. Go out and get interior rusher. Make the moves that you need to make, and they just haven't done that part of it. So, I don't know. I would kind of group Jacksonville, Indy, and Houston all around each other, and I really won't have a strong opinion yet until after, you know, the NFL draft takes place.
Yeah, you're such a, like, you're such a thoughtful guy. You just have, like, so much insight. I just learned so much from
you. My online dating profile says thoughtful guy.
Yeah,
so much
says,
insight.
It says I have much insight. I'm such an insightful, thoughtful human being.
I don't have love to give, but I have knowledge to give.
Come and talk to me if you dare. Seriously, it'd be the best profile. I'm sure everybody would swipe right. Is that what you do? You swipe?
No, I don't swipe at all. I don't do that, dude.
Oh, wait, so you're on Bumble? Do they swipe for you?
I'm not
you?
Anything, dude.
You're not anything?
No, dude.
I don't even know what these things
are. I got a girlfriend,
It's always
dude.
Coworkers. Your girlfriend is the hairiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, she's beautiful, though.
All right. So I'm going to jump into what you just said and kind of say, I hate your team compared to my team, because at least your team seems like they're trying to do some things. You know what the most exciting thing my team has done is literally signed Jason Witten.
Yeah, they re-signed their fullback today, too.
Yeah.
They re-signed Cameron Fleming.
You know how much I love the
Dallas
Cowboys.
They lost David Irving. They lost Randy Gregory.
Oh, wait. You know what? You want to talk about the David Irving thing?
Let's
talk about the David Irving thing a little
bit.
You
want to talk about it?
I only want to talk about one thing. And this is what frustrates me. He comes on. He's like, after no other team, he gets suspended indefinitely. He then has that whole Instagram or Twitter video, whatever it was, where he just says, I'm just going to keep smoking weed, and has a blunt rolled and keeps smoking the blunt. Nobody is saying is stop smoking weed for the rest of your life. Just stop smoking weed right now. And all you have to do is cash in on a 3 to 5 year contract where you're literally busting your butt. And then after that, you can smoke as much weed as you freaking want.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can't even do that. No matter what you tell me, that's a problem.
Stay off the weed.
I don't even think that. It's more like just... they're paying you to not smoke weed.
Yeah.
So that's all they're doing. If you say you love football, wouldn't it be easy?
I don't know.
I don't know, right? Yeah, you would think that exactly. Love of the game makes you not think that that exists anymore. Hello, NBA. I'm talking about you.
All right.
I'm going to jump in this. Here I go. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. It's not like you're about to jump off the deep end into a 6-foot deep pool.
Yeah, I still can't stand in that.
Yeah, well, maybe one day. Because that's how it works. You just keep growing forever, right?
Is that how it works?
That's what I thought.
I don't think that's how it goes.
Yeah, I've grown an inch since we started
the show.
Is this
a Disney Channel movie?
No, we don't do that. The Cowboys also re-signed their fullback.
Great.
They re-signed Cameron Fleming.
Hey.
Which makes me sad. I'm jealous of that.
Hey, Matt. How many times did you hear Cameron Fleming's name?
I mean, he started a month last year while Smith was hurt, and he's a very good backup tackle, and he should start at left tackle for a team out there, but the NFL doesn't, for whatever reason, they don't like him. I don't know why.
Yeah, great stuff over here. Yeah, seriously, my team has done absolutely nothing.
What do you want them to do?
You know what?
Yeah,
I don't
know. Let's hear this. Would you have wanted to give Earl Thomas 4 years, $55 million?
Not for that much.
Would you have wanted to give Malik Jackson 3 years, $30 million?
I think about that.
Would you have wanted to give Adam Humphries 4 years, $36 million?
4 years? Yeah, I think about that, actually.
Would you have wanted to give...
The Humphries contract is not bad. The Malik Jackson contract's not bad.
I wish I gave Tyrann Mathieu 4 years, $42 million.
I would
never
want that in my entire life.
That's really what I was rooting for.
Like, seriously, that's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we can talk about the Chiefs real fast, too. So the Chiefs traded Dee Ford for a second-round pick.
It's desperation.
They cut Eric Berry today. They signed Tyrann Mathieu for $14 million a year. They lost Steven Nelson to the Pittsburgh Steelers. They lost Mitch Morse to the Buffalo Bills. They don't have Kareem Hunt. You know, they didn't have him last year as well either. And, like, I have no idea, like, what they're going to do on defense.
They are crapping on Mahomes right now because they are just going to say, Mahomes, here's the ball.
Score 52 points.
Exactly. We're going to be expecting you to do this every single time now. Like, that's
unfair. They cut Justin Houston. I don't know what they're going to do on defense because they've had the worst run defense in football the last 2 years. They had mediocre pass defense. Now they lost their cornerback, their safety, their two best pass rushers. I really have no idea what they're going to do on defense next year.
And if you're going to ask me before the show ends what's going to be the greatest signing that's supposedly going to happen or should happen or
what I want
to happen, it's Justin Houston going to Dallas.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I mean, but y'all play a 4-3, though.
Who cares? I 4-2. Want Justin Houston on my freaking team.
I don't know. I don't want to see him
play
defensive
end. You
want
to have fun with
end.
Nick Foles in your division. How about that, all right? $50 million is going to Jesus Christ himself, and he's going to destroy you every Sunday. It's God's day.
How about Ezekiel Ansah? I would like to see him in Dallas. I think he'd be a good fit there.
No, I don't like anything you suggest.
That'd be good.
I just don't like anything you suggest for my team. I just don't
trust
you.
Do you think
they're
going to pay Marcus Lawrence?
They
That's
already,
why they're not spending money right
it's
now.
It's $20 million that he's already franchise tagged. He's stuck with us. The problem is he's not happy.
Yeah. Do you think they just make it a long-term deal ahead
not,
of the July deadline?
Not this year. No. Only because if they already franchise tagged, they already knew exactly what they wanted to do.
Well, you can tag them to keep them, and then like the Texans are probably going to extend Clowney. And they
the
have him tagged so they know they won't lose him.
The problem is they don't trust him. I already know exactly what's happening right now. It's like a Kirk Cousins situation. where you're just waiting for DeMarcus Lawrence to skin. He was great for the first half last year, but he tailed off. I mean, he truly did not perform as well as he should have. He talked a lot of smack when it came to the New Orleans game. He backed it up. He also talked a lot of smack when it came to the Los Angeles Rams games, and we got smoked by the running game.
5.7 yards an attempt.
Exactly. So a little bit of that is on him, and DeMarcus Lawrence is wanting, like, Aaron Donald type of money. I don't want to pay him that.
Interesting.
And neither does Dallas. But the problem was, because we lost Randy Gregory and David Irving, we're stuck. And so the only way was, here's $20 million, you're tagged. But he's not going to show up until game one of season one of the season.
Yeah. Are you glad they restructured Sean Lee to stay too?
Yeah, I'm so happy about that. My God, I was hoping he'd be a damn linebacker coach. I do not want to see Sean Lee on the field.
Yeah.
I do not.
I mean, if you're in a 4-3, you can play him, but if you cannot play him in nickel situations.
And all they want to do, they're like obsessed with
they
him.
Played
so
him
they
way too
play
much
him
in nickel against Los Angeles
every
last year.
Single time. And Van Der Esch is standing on the sideline. It's like, oh, Jared Goff gets a 14-yard carry. Screw you, Sean Lee.
Well, at least he'll get hurt pretty early, so you don't have to watch him too much.
Yeah, thank God, right?
The last thing I want to talk about tonight before we end tonight's show is Teddy Bridgewater.
If you're
listening to me right now,
here's the love affair.
Don't be a coward. Don't stay in New Orleans any longer. How much longer are you going to wait to be a starting quarterback? Are you going to wait 3 years for Drew Brees to retire? Are you just going to sit there and hope and wait and waste all your 20s just waiting and hoping to start a quarterback? Don't do it, Teddy. Go to Miami, go out there, become a starting quarterback, do something, make some with yourself, stop being a coward, stop waiting for something that may never, ever happen.
God, Matt, he heard that.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's going to respond.
He better.
He's going to respond.
Go play.
You know how he's going to respond? By staying with the New Orleans Saints.
I hope not. I really
do. He is going to be the backup quarterback.
Sean Payton was like, oh, we already know who our next quarterback's going to be. It's going to be Bridgewater after Brees retires. It may not happen for another 3 years.
I will say this, though. Oh, what do you mean it's not going to happen for another 3 years? Drew Brees is going to throw his arm out. He's going to throw his arm out by game six next year because he's going to keep trying to gun the ball downfield. It's like, Drew, hey.
He has that one really cool vein, though.
By the way, that's the other thing, too. You think that Kamara is going to be just as good with Latavius Murray now as the backup?
No, Murray's not good.
Neither do I. And by the way, 4 years.
Silly.
4 years.
Just draft another guy.
Dude, 4 years.
No.
You could draft a Latavius Murray in like the sixth or seventh round.
Yeah.
4 years.
And also, like, I feel bad for Kamara. Like, he really likes Ingram, too. Like, they're good friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel
How
bad
good
for
of friends? Do they hold hands?
Yeah, they probably kiss each other on the cheek when they see each other.
Is that what they do?
Like they do in France.
We don't do that.
Yeah, but we're not French.
We're Americans. I thought you were going to say we're not friends, and I was going to say that's true, too.
We're not French.
Oh, not French. French. Prize.
All right, that's fine.
What are you talking about? Better Off Dead, dude.
Yeah.
Shout out, John
Cusack.
We've already
done this before.
No,
so
John Cusack.
That's
come
all
on.
I have to say tonight. Do you have anything else to add?
When it comes to tonight, I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, I'm hating Dallas Cowboys in the free agency.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I love my team to death, but man, do I hate them right now.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
You know, stop eating so much fast food. Eat some slow cooked.
Oh, my God.
Your pot roast, you know.
Seriously, I brought you over a pot roast.
Yeah, be and like
I bring
the pot
you,
roast.
I bring you dinner. That's what I do.
Be the pot roast, don't be the McDonald's.
I'm the carrots in your pot roast.
That's fine. That's the best part of the pot roast, too.
There it is.
So I don't have anything else to add. We'll be back on probably next Tuesday to talk about whatever else happens to free agency regarding the Houston Texans, because today's Wednesday. There's two more days this week of official free agency. Some more things will happen. We'll probably pod again next week. And then you and I will probably pod again next week, too, and kind of talk more about free agency. And then here pretty soon, we'll have this thing kind of wrapped up a little bit more. We'll have a better idea of what these teams did, what they're playing, doing, how they're trying to get better for the future as well. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. And until then, my name is Matt Weston. Thank you for listening to Battle Red Radio. And thank you for being on tonight, Taylor.
I'm not podding with you already, though.